Okay, good morning everybody. And my name is Philemon Abusrat. I came from Ethiopia. I'm working for Core Group Polio Project in Ethiopia. This is the outline of my presentation. And Ethiopia is located in the eastern part of Africa. Based on the 2007 census of population of Ethiopia is about 86 million, which is the second largest, most populated country in Africa, with only 70% of the population residing in urban areas. It is one of the least urbanized countries in the world. According to the 2011 Ethiopian Demographic and Health Survey DHS report, the infant and under 5 mortality rates were estimated at 59 and 88 per 1,000 live births, respectively. The Core Group Polio Project in Ethiopia is funded by USAID and implements community-based activities designed to strengthening National Immunization Day or supplementary immunization activities and routine polio immunization and community-based surveillance of acute flaccid paralysis. The project approach is partnership and working with 11 USA-based PVOs and local NGOs, which means 7 PVOs and 4 local NGOs working in 7 regions of 54 districts and reaching more than 640,000 under 5 children. The Core Group Polio Project in Ethiopia focused on population in hard-to-reach areas to increase the immunization coverage using more than 40,000 trained community volunteers necessary to achieve interruption of polio transmission to pave a way of eradication of virus. The main objectives of these studies are to determine immunization coverage among children aged 12-23 months old in selected areas of Core Group Polio Project, to determine knowledge and attitude of mothers, caretakers on polio and AFP surveillance, to identify barriers regarding polio immunization in project areas, and to compare baseline and midterm evaluation estimates. And regarding the methodology, both the baseline and midterm evaluation used cross-sectional study designed and were based on the multi-stage random sampling techniques. The survey with a 30 by 10 modified WHO EPI cluster sampling techniques to estimate the percentage of children vaccinated with a specific antigens in the project intervention areas. Within each cluster, a total of 10 households with at least one child between 12-23 months of ages were included. While the evaluation stratified the regions into 3 regional clusters, pastoral, semi-pastoral, and agrarian, and used 30 cluster sampling design with the sample sizes of 300 children aged 12-23 months in each regional cluster, which makes a total of 900 samples. The stratified was done by the purpose of the stratification was done for the purpose of administration visibility, used ways of life of measure of population in the region. Otherwise, there was no basic difference between the regional cluster and implementation of routine immunization or polio campaign intervention. The midterm evaluation consists of representative household survey from 26 out of 54 waradas in districts. Warada means districts in CGPP areas of the entire 7 regions of Ethiopia. The results are: out of the 19 surveyed clusters from 26 districts included in the study evaluation survey, 887 households with at least one children between the age of 12 and 23 months were surveyed, and 830 children between the age of 12 and 30 months from 882 households with complete information were included in the study data analysis. During the data processing, 52 children were excluded from analysis since their age more than or equal 24 months, calculated using a difference between the data of the date of births and interview. Both the baseline and midterm evaluation survey collected information on immunization in two ways, using immunization card and mother's caretaker's recall reports. Vaccination cards are valuable tools to mother's caretakers, tools to remind mothers about the schedule of immunization, as well as assist health workers to give immunization at the proper intervention so that each child is fully protected as easily as possible. However, measuring immunization coverage at the household level is challenging. Parents often do not have an immunization card with full information on the immunization records. Therefore, an immunization rate based on the card information often underestimates the coverage rate. Calculating the coverage rates using recall of the parents, especially mothers, is also problematic, as they may confuse the vaccine injection with another type of injection and or may also forget about it. Neither of those measures of the immunization is without limitation. Therefore, information on immunization status of the children is presented here using data collected both from immunization record and recall of the mother caretakers. The bivalent analysis of the percent of the respondents who ever had vaccination card for their children between baseline and midterm evaluation, the percentage of respondents who ever had vaccination cards for their children increased from 75 in the baseline to 83% in the midterm evaluation, showing that statistical significance increased. Disaggregated by region, a statistically significant increase in the percentage of respondents ever had vaccination card for the children was observed in pastoralist and semi-pastoralist regions. In aggregate regions, this percentage and did not show the significant changes between baseline and midterm evaluations. If you see in the midterm evaluation of the coverage of BCG by cards was 35%, which is a significant increase over the baseline of less than 1%. Coverage of OPV also increased significantly over the baseline result. And the penta and other are significantly increased the coverages comparing to the baseline data. And routine immunization coverage with the card and recall, the coverage of routine immunization in pastoralist and semi-pastoralist areas are better than the national report. However, the aggregated finding is nearly similar to the national report. And OPV3 is almost similar to PENTA 3 results. Mothers or caretakers were interviewed about polio vaccination of their children during polio campaign. However, a significant proportion of respondents, 27% in the midterm evaluation, reported that their child did not receive polio vaccination during the last vaccination campaign, comparing to the baseline finding 10%. And polio vaccination during campaign was found to be improved midterm in Somali and Oromia regions, while other regions is not improved. Source of information. Dissemination of information about polio campaign is one of the key factors that influences the achievement of high vaccination coverage among children. concerning participant source of information about the last polio campaign, respondents both in baseline and midterm evaluation cited health workers followed by community volunteers. The data show that the use of community volunteers as a source of information about the last polio campaign was increased from 20% in the baseline to 32% in the midterm evaluation. This finding indicates that the community volunteers are becoming as a source of information for polio campaigns. The health facilities are still the leading the main source of information. However, when comparing the results with baseline finding, it's reduced from 51% to 38%. About 90% of the respondents in the baseline and 88% in the midterm evaluation agreed that polio vaccination has no harm to children or there are no such babies that should not be immunized against polio. However, the belief that there is some children who should not be administered or might be hurt if administered polio vaccination was much higher in pastoralist region. But this percentage is a midterm evaluation was slightly higher than the baseline results. Regarding to the activity surveillance of acute flaccid paralysis is one of the main activities of polio eradication program. In this regard, the FP are highly important in the and early detections and reporting of FP are highly important in the surveillance system. The survey found that overall about 71% of the respondents in the baseline and 54% of the midterm evaluation had heard FP, while 29% in the baseline and 45% in the midterm had never heard about it. Overall, the results in the midterm is markedly lower than the baseline result. The declining of trend of polio vaccination coverage during campaign and the low awareness of the community about polio in the midterm evaluation reflected that the long duration since the polio campaign has been conducted in most areas and decreased in the frequency of vaccination campaign or the implementation of other campaigns in the areas. The reason for not completed the recommended vaccinations is the reason for not completed vaccinations. The survey revealed that the first reason was lack of awareness of vaccination site or time is the major one, and the second one is no vaccination and the vaccination sites. Conclusion. The finding of this midterm evaluation suggested that the coverage of routine immunization by CARD or CARD plus recall significantly improved almost in all regions. However, the coverage of polio vaccination during campaign and the awareness and knowledge of the study population about polio showed a decline. This decline may be attributed to the gradual decline in the frequency and coverage of National Immunization Day in the region. For example, the Sub-National Immunization Day have never conducted in CGTP implementation areas, some areas in more than 4 years, in some areas are in more than 2 years. Recommendations. A strong health education program about routine immunization and polio vaccination should be developed so that partners will understand the importance of routine immunization and or polio campaign. There is also a need for substantial work in information and education the community about child with paralysis and its major signs. A mechanism should be in place on the importance of retaining their vaccination cards. This is an acknowledgement for those who are participated in this study, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Those two link together nicely in terms of the education piece.